Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to our Nahar Torah Nida series. This is the eighth shir in the series, and we have finished the introductory remarks, and we are going into Hilchos Kesomim. Now, Bezrat Hashem, this shir should be a schust for all the Chayalim HaKdoshim who are protecting and watching over us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who through the schus of our learning, should be magin and should be protecting all of the Chayalim wherever they are, and all of the Chatufim Bezrat Hashem. Now, today we're going to start this new topic within Hilchos Nida, Kesomim. And this topic is found in Siman Kuf Tzadi within Yoredeya. So we're jumping a little forward within the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to Kesomim. Now, up until now, we've been dealing a lot with when a woman has a regular flow and then becomes a Nida. However, we've touched upon and mentioned the word kesem, perhaps, in the passing, which practically means spotting. Now, this is when a woman finds that she found a spot of blood, or something else, as we'll soon explain, that came out from her, i.e. from the vaginal canal. Now, because this isn't a complete flow, but it is also nothing, meaning there's something that came out, we're stuck in this gray middle area. And thus it begs the question, what do we do with kesamim? Meaning, is a kesem enough to make a woman tmeya? Can it determine when her veset starts, i.e. when her period starts? We're going to talk about vestos after kesamim, bezrat Hashem. Or also, how large does a kesem need to be? And many, many more questions which we're going to ask through the upcoming shiur. We're also going to largely deal in the next shiur with the din of tilia, what it means to be tole, the kesem, on something else, to try and hang it or blame it on something else, which is going to also encompass a great part of Siman Kuf Tzadi. Now, let's start with our definitions. A kesem is a flow without a hargasha. If you remember before, we had four requirements for a woman to become Nida D'Oraisa, and one of them was that she had a hargasha. So now, if she has a flow, a blood flow, but there's no hargasha, it's called a kesem. And they're going to, and the woman is going to be Asur D'Rabbanan. Of course, she can't be D'Oraisa because D'Oraisa she requires Hargosha, so she's not Doraisa, rather it's Isser Doraisa, Derabona. And in order to be Metame, in order for a Kesem to be Metame, a woman, there's going to be five criteria which we are going to have to keep in mind. Okay? The first one is that it's going to have to be the correct color. It's going to have to be larger than a gris. We're going to explain what that is in future Shiurim. It's going to have to be found on something which is mekabel tuma. We'll also talk about what it means to be mekabel tuma for an item or a vessel to be able to receive a status of tuma, of impurity. It has to be found on a white surface. And it has to be evident that it came from her body and not from a wound. Now, I know perhaps it's overwhelming. There's a lot of requirements for Nida D'Oraisa and a kesem D'Rabbanan. Baruch Hashem, we have PDFs, so we can go back and go and look at them. Now, it's important to note that we're not going to deal with the color of the kesem, just like we didn't deal with the color of the flow. Now, the next obvious question is as follows. So, we've defined a nida as a woman who has a full flow and a hargasha. So that's case one. Full flow and hargasha, nida d'oraisa. We said a kesem is a woman who has a flow without a hargasha. But what about a woman who has a hargasha without finding any blood? So then what? That's obviously the last case. And this breaks into two cases. This Shaila breaks into two cases. The first one is if she has a hargasha, recall, where you're doing a hargasha and she doesn't find blood. So if she does a hargasha, if she has a hargasha, and then she does a bedika to check if she found, if there something came out, and she doesn't find any blood, no red, no pink, no blue, no green, nothing, we say that she's going to be tmeya d'rabbanan. Why? Because we learned in the last year of Ein Pesichas HaKever below Dam. We assume that when she has the Hargosha, there was Pesichas HaKever. That's what she was feeling. And we said Ein Pesichas HaKever below Dam. And it just must be that she couldn't find the blood. And therefore, she's going to be Tmeh if she finds absolutely nothing. However, the second case is if she has a Hargosha and she finds some kind of blood or some kind of liquid, which is a tahora color, then she's going to be tahora because we say that Pesichas HaKever, the opening of the Makor, pushed out this tahora blood and not some Tmeya blood. And with this, we're going to finish the first shir on Kesamim, Bezrat Hashem, or Limud, again, should be Bezchus, the Haganah of all of our soldiers.